Welcome back, my friends. When infinite awareness is edited, form and phenomena appear. That is, things we can see, hear, touch, taste, smell, and think about. For the purposes of everyday reality, infinity needed to be edited. Everyone agrees about that. But we forget that there was no rule book or set of guidelines for editing reality. The only rules are self-imposed. Pure consciousness unfolded into the physical universe, imposing time, space, matter, and energy upon its creation. But pure consciousness didn't believe it had to do things this way. Billions of other universes with different setups have been proposed by modern physics. Knowing that rules are self-imposed was never in doubt at the level of pure consciousness. We inherited this certainty. Art and culture express the certainty that the human mind can construct any setup while also accepting the setup of the physical universe. This makes it seem that life has two compartments, the mental, which is unlimited, and the physical, which is limited. But that's a mistake. A house isn't separate from the desire to build a house and the knowledge of how it is done. Mental and physical are aspects of one thing, creative intelligence at play. When you wake up, you will see how creative intelligence works. And with fascinated curiosity, you will become a co-creator of reality. To become aware of how creative intelligence unfolds, start with a small object, whether it is a nail, an earring, or the keys to your car. These things are ideas that took physical shape. Now consider something larger, like the Empire State Building or the Golden Gate Bridge. They too are ideas that took physical shape. Does it matter that an earring is tiny and the Golden Gate Bridge immense? No, of course not. Creative intelligence isn't large or small, nor is it hard or soft. Here but not there, visible or invisible. The ability to create is entirely self-contained, respecting no limitations of forms and shapes. Creativity needs only itself. Without creative intelligence, forms, shapes, and events couldn't arise. Now see yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, I am infinite creativity that has taken on a form. Stop identifying with the form and start identifying with the creativity. This is how you wake up.